From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting North Korea launches another ballistic missile in an apparent test flight of 700 kilometers. South Korea said the missile was launched Sunday morning from a base near Kusong City. It dropped into the Sea of Japan between the eastern coast of North Korea and the west coast of Japan. The Japanese government issued a strong protest immediately after the launch, declaring North Korea's repeated missile tests are a grave threat to its neighbors and a clear violation of UN resolutions. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Tokyo would remain in close touch with the United States and South Korea about developments in North Korea. Here in Washington, White House officials said President Donald Trump was briefed about the launch, but there was no immediate U.S. statement. The rocket launch came just days after a new president took over in South Korea, pledging to engage in dialogue with the North. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday a new FBI director could possibly be named within the next week. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One before flying to Lynchburg, Virginia, that the selection could come before he leaves for a trip to Saudi Arabia.
I think the process is going to go quickly because almost all of them are very well known. You know, they've been vetted over their lifetime, essentially. But very well known, highly respected, really talented people. And that's what we want for the FBI.
The president's remarks came 4 days after his controversial firing of James Comey, a move that is still resonating in Washington. Several candidates were meeting with Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputies on Saturday. This is VOA News.